Good morning, Borodar. Welcome to our online service of morning worship. An opening prayer. God of all ages, who from generation to generation has heard the cries of your children, humbly seeking forgiveness, and has welcomed sinners back into your embrace. Hear the thoughts of our hearts, examine our motives, forgive us our faults of word and action. We ask this through your Son, who died, that we might know the true cost of forgiveness. Amen. We come now to the peace, and before we share the words of the peace, maybe there's someone who cannot be with you at the moment you'd like to share it with. Just try and picture their face. The peace. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always, and also with you. We come now to our first worship song, number 275, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say.
Say, come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. Found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water. Thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank from that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look up to me, thy dawn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I came to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done.
We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek forgiveness of our sins, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. We confess our sins. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We come now to our gradual hymn, number 37, As the Deer Pants for the Water. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, honuitan nevoedd, Sancteiddiard enw, dilyd y deirnas gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel yma ddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canis eiddo ti o'r deirnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore our heart shall dance for joy, and in our song we will praise our God. The Collect for today. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions. Make them to ask such things as shall please you, through Jesus Christ your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. And now our Bible readings. The Old Testament reading is from 1 Kings 19:4-8. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, Get up and eat. He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on a hot stone and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you. He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. This is the word of the Lord. The New Testament reading is from Ephesians 4:25 and 5-2. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbours, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labour and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you are marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord. Our third hymn this morning is The Lord is My Shepherd, which is number 1008.
Gospel reading today is from John chapter 6 verses 35 and 41 to 51. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Bore da, a croeso cynnes I chi gyd. Good morning and a very warm welcome to you all. Let us begin with a prayer. Enable us, Father God, to respond to the grace of your word with humility of heart and in the spirit of love, that our lives may be conformed more and more to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today I want to look at Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 25 to chapter 5, verse 2. Here, Paul speaks of the things that must be banished from the Christian life, things that have no business being within us when we put our new self on and put away our old. His words are essentially a call to copy God, the God whose abundant love has been fully unveiled to us through the cross. I have mentioned before in previous sermons the importance of recognising our seated position in Christ. And though the Christian life begins with sitting, sitting is always followed by walking. Once we have been well and truly seated, knowing our position and have found strength in sitting down, then we do in fact begin to walk. Sitting describes our position with Christ in the heavenlies. Walking is the practical outwalking of that heavenly position here on earth. And this is what Paul writes about here, the practical side, the living out this new life in Christ. And as a heavenly people, we are required to bear the stamp of the heavenliness upon us in our earthly conduct. This is why we must walk a holy walk, to live a life worthy of the calling all of us have received. Not only for ourselves, but actually more importantly, for others. Paul, in the light of our heavenly calling, challenges us in this passage to look upon the whole field of our relationships. The body of Christ is not something remote and unreal, to be expressed only in heaven terms. It is very present and practical, finding the real test of how we conduct ourselves in our relations with others. It is true we are a heavenly people, and it is to no one's benefit to talk of a distant heaven, unless we bring heavenliness into our homes and offices, shops and kitchens, and practice it there, it will essentially be without meaning. Paul's challenge is for us to put this passage from Ephesians into practice. They are the instructions for Christian living. This is a question I ask of myself also. Consider whether your life exhibits the new self described here. If not, then what can we do about it? We need to be honest about it and seek support and encouragement. Be a part of an encouraging community that is willing to share and help in the journey, to hold each other accountable and speak the truth. These are Paul's instructions for being transformed outwardly into the earthly family of God. In verse 25, he commands readers to put away falsehood. Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. This is like putting away the old self and putting on your new self. However, the practical reason for this is that members of Christ's body injure themselves by lying to each other. The deception impairs the working of the body of Christ and conversely benefit the community by telling the truth. Do you always speak the truth? There is no such thing as a white lie. A lie is a lie. Lying is not an attribute of godliness. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. In verse 26, Paul warns against uncontrolled anger. Anger that is selfish, undisciplined, useless and hurtful. He writes that Christians must never let the sun go down while he or she is still angry, but rather to be at peace with one another, to mend and deal with any quarrel as soon as possible. Is there someone who you need to say sorry to and seek their forgiveness? It hinders massively on your walk with God. Seek healing from the Lord and let the hurt, the resentment go. Along with this phrase, Paul puts another command, verse 27, give no opportunity to the devil. Because anything that is unhealed or unreconciled is a magnificent opportunity for the devil to sow tension and discontent. Paul's advice is sound because the devil is not slow to take the chance and attempts to disrupt those lives even more. Which is why we must bring heavenliness into our everyday lives, to put these instructions into practice in all that we say and do. Paul goes on to command in verse 28 that those who are accustomed to stealing should, as new creatures, no longer steal, but by their own labour should make themselves useful. Here is a new idea, a new ideal. A person who was a thief must become honest, not for him or herself, but for the good of others, so that they would have something to give, to share with those in need. The emphasis is on others, doing good, not for our benefit, but for the benefit of others. In verse 29, Paul writes, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. He cautions the readers against obscene and worthless talk, instead to speak in ways that meet and lift hurting people in their need, to speak words that ultimately encourage and strengthen those we meet every day. Again, the focus is on the other, on community, on fellowship, that our words would do other people good. Gossiping is not honouring to God, so why do we do it? If that's a challenge to you, ask the Holy Spirit for help. In this new life of Christ-likeness, believers must love and forgive one another in imitation of God having forgiven them in Christ. We see the importance of forgiveness in verses 31 to 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiveness springs from kindness and compassion and has nothing to do with bitterness, malice and anger. The first step of the process should be prayer. We need God's help to be able to forgive. We need God to heal our wounds so that we find it easier to forgive. Attending to these injunctions is what it means to put on the new self, to being heavenliness in our everyday lives, to walk in newness. And it prevents grieving God's Holy Spirit. It is Paul's plea that the Christian must reproduce God's attitude of love, kindness, forgiveness, and mercy in his and her own life. And if everyone did this, then how wonderful would that be? The well-being of the Christian community is not just important because it will make us happier. It is much more than that. We are called together, as we see in chapter 5, verses 1 to 2, to live as imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Paul directs his readers to imitate God as children imitate their parents. We are to look at the love of Father God has given us and respond in kindness and love to our neighbour. Love is such a powerful motivator. We have come through the gracious and costly work of God the Son to know the Father and to know that we are his children too. And the more time we spend with God, the more like God we become. Our life together shows our family likeness and so enables others to begin to see what God is like through us, in us living out this new life in Christ. Let us end in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many privileges that are ours in Christ Jesus, and that in him we have all we need to live a life of godliness. Help us to conduct ourselves worthy of our calling, that we would live a life that honours and is well-pleasing to you. Thank you that we are a new creation in Christ, and I pray that we would walk in spirit and truth for your greatest glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. We pray for our world. Creator God, only you see the big picture, this earth that, spinning through space, can sustain the life we see and hear, warmed by the sun, refreshed by rain, fed by seeds sown and harvested, if we all will only play our part. Forgive our complacency, our arrogance and greed, and raise up leaders who, with wisdom, can work together for the good of all, and save this precious gift for future generations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own country as we continue to live with COVID-19. We pray that in the easing of restrictions, people will continue to behave with circumspection and have respect for all others around them. We pray for all those returning to workplaces, that they will feel confident in their surroundings and in their travel on public transport. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our church. We pray for those who stand firm in the Christian church worldwide when faith is tested, or in the face of persecution are not afraid to confess your name. We give thanks for courage shown and ask for strength to follow their example. For faithful saints of every age, who with Paul declared to live is Christ and to die is gain, bless their sacrifice and all whose faith has been born or strengthened by being in their presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who suffer from health or other problems, For those weighed down by ill health, bring wholeness to body, mind, and spirit. For those weighed down by worry, bring wisdom, peace, and reassurance. For those weighed down by fear, bring freedom, release, and liberation. For those weighed down by sadness, bring comfort, strength, and joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who mourn the loss of a loved one, for all those who woke this morning to loneliness of bereavement, the empty bed or chair, and unaccustomed quietness, a life now incomplete. May they know your presence in the stillness of the day and through the love of friends who offer their condolence. And in the darker moments, may they reach out to hold your hand and feel the warmth of the one who has already passed from death to life to welcome others into God's kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We come now to our final hymn, number 200. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.